percenters, and superstars. To provide a practical understanding of the two essential ingredients of any great team, the right people in the right seats. Be truly honest with yourself. Are all of your people the right ones for their jobs? The reality is that some are probably hurting your cause more than helping. The People Analyzer tool in Chapter 4 will help identify the right people by teaching you how to determine who shares your core values. It will also teach you to simplify how you hire, fire, review, reward, and recognize people in your organization. This process will prompt you to step back and look at your overall structure. You'll ask yourself hard questions about the way your business is organized. You'll also learn the power of the accountability chart, as well as how to structure your company the right way while clearly defining the roles and responsibilities within your organization. Once you have the right structure in place, you'll be able to focus on putting the right people in the right seats. There will be no gray area when you incorporate the next tool, GWC, which addresses the three absolutes for any good hire. They must get it, want it, and have the capacity to do it. Once you incorporate GWC into the People Analyzer, you'll have a working tool that determines which people are the right ones and which people are in the right seats. Data. The best leaders rely on a handful of metrics to help manage their businesses. The data component frees you from the quagmire of managing personalities, egos, subjective issues, emotions, and intangibles by teaching you which metrics to focus on. My business mentor, Sam Cupp, owned several companies totaling over $300 million in sales, including QEK Global Solutions, a worldwide fleet management company that he built into a $100 million business and then sold. He's one of the best businessmen I've ever met. I was blessed to have him take me under his wing at a young age and teach me everything he knew. Of all that wisdom, the most useful thing he taught me was the power of managing my business through a scorecard. A scorecard is a weekly report containing 5 to 15 high-level numbers for the organization. In the data component chapter, you will learn to create and implement this powerful tool into your company. It will enable you to have a pulse of your business on a weekly basis, predict future developments, and quickly identify when things have fallen off the track. Because you're regularly reviewing the numbers, you'll be able to quickly spot and solve problems as they come up, as opposed to reacting to bad numbers in a financial statement long after the fact. A scorecard allows you to monitor your business no matter where you are. You won't have to suffer from the uneasy feeling of not quite knowing what's going on in your business, nor will you have to waste time asking a half dozen people for the real story. The answers will be right at your fingertips. In addition to learning to create and implement your scorecard, you will take your data management to the next level by learning to empower each person in your organization. Everyone will have a clear, meaningful, and manageable number that he or she is accountable for on a regular basis. Issues. Issues are the obstacles that must be faced to execute your vision. Just as an individual's success is directly proportionate to his or her ability to solve any issues that arise, the same holds true for a company. One helpful byproduct of strengthening the first three EOS components is transparency. Execute them properly, and you will have created an open organization where there is nowhere to hide. As a result, you will smoke out issues that have been holding you back. The good news is that in the history of business, there has only ever been a handful of different kinds of issues. The same ones come up over and over again. In time, you will become an expert at identifying them and knocking them down. To the degree you can identify them, discuss them honestly.